and laugh. The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show is on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is 5:32. Kind of wet, rainy outside this morning, 61. Good morning there, Kelly K.
Hello.
So today is the opening of the Kroger's Festival. So that kicks off with a little ribbon cutting at about 11 o'clock, which marks the opening of the Chow Wagon and all that fun stuff that's surrounding Derby Week as we inch ever closer to Derby Week. So, Chow Wagon, 11 o'clock, a little ribbon ceremony, and then first 250 people in to the Chow Wagon will get like something free from Kroger, so that's kind of cool.
That's nice. I like free stuff.
Yeah, free stuff is always good. And then
even in the rain.
The packet pickup is happening at the Expo or the Convention Center here downtown, so that opens up here tonight, which I tried to go, like, I was talking to my daughters about this, the mini marathon, and the fact that I'm going to attempt to run it on Saturday. And I was like, so I've run twice in the past 2.5 weeks.
I saw your post.
Yeah. And they were like, so, and they kind of equated it to dancing, which you know, they're Irish dancers and stuff. So they're like, so the mini marathon's kind of like nationals, and you haven't practiced for about 2.5 weeks leading up. I'm like, no, I practiced twice.
Are you getting practice shamed by your daughters?
Yeah, I am. So I was like, all right, so I'll go for a jog. And man, I like went for a jog last night, and it started to rain as I was jogging. So I'm like, man, I don't want to be out here in this rain.
Well,
and so are
you regretting your life choices?
I cut it after about 4 miles. I was gonna try to do six, just like let's just do six. Let's do half of it, and we'll figure it out.
But this morning, Kelly, 13.2?
It's 13.1. But Kelly, Kelly, I may need your gentle hands this morning.
I don't know.
Hang on, Kelly. I may need your gentle hands. Listen, Kelly and I have worked together for a long time.
Did you not properly prepare yourself for running in the rain? Is that what you're saying?
No, it doesn't even have anything to do with that.
Oh, okay.
Kelly and I have worked together for a long time.
Oh, God. Is this a special friends conversation again?
And as a special friend, do you think you could rub my calf?
Oh, gosh.
What? I pulled my calf.
Oh, God. Are you walking funny?
So I'm walking with a little bit of a limp. I need to kind of roll it out. I think I need to roll it out.
You got like a pimp limp?
I think I do. I kind of need to. And my daughters were like, well, you need to roll it out. I'm like, all right, well, we're like you guys have like a half a dozen rollers, you know, to roll out your muscles because they dance and stuff. And they're like, well, we don't know where they are. I'm like, okay.
So, oh, man.
So I just need to roll it out. But in the meantime, if I needed you on Saturday.
On Saturday?
If I needed you on Saturday as a special friend to use your gentle hands.
Why am I always put in this position?
Well, because you and I see each other every day, practically. So
have I once ever asked you to be a special friend for me?
No, and I've offered.
In all these years.
I've offered to deliver your kids.
You know, yes, those are the things you offered to do.
I offered to deliver your kids.
Deliver the kids.
What sort of,
and,
I mean,
well, that was about it.
I took a half a semester of pre-med.
You did.
I was the most qualified in the building, Kelly. If you were to go into labor, I was the most qualified in the building, in the vicinity.
To be fair, I watched many, many seasons of Grey's Anatomy. I felt like maybe my knowledge.
Were you going to just do it yourself?
I probably could have. But see, here's the thing. That I didn't
like
even,
Dr. Quinn, medicine woman?
Sure. I didn't even come close to needing that to happen, though. I didn't go into labor with either one of mine.
Yeah, you're skirting the issue.
I've had to be a special friend more than you've had to be a special friend.
I've only asked you to be on call.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, if the need for a special friend arises. So I may need, as a special friend, your gentle touch on my calf.
If it's after the race, I can't be there. I got a soccer game to get to. But before I was just going to say, you should probably find a roller.
tell your son,
prepare your muscles.
Tell your son what you may have to be called in to do. Okay. All right, he'll understand.
Right. It's like, yeah, mommy's gonna miss your game because I have to be a special friend to Ben.
That's right.
He's gonna be. It's fine. Oh God.
All right.
Are you still committing to doing the race? Because you know now you're of an advanced age, so it gets hard. That's a factor.
I can't back out now.
You can't just like, hey, I'm just going to run like 5 miles twice and then I'll run 13.1 miles.
That's what I did.
And it's going to be fine.
That's what I'm doing, basically.
You're
going
to poop yourself. Yes,
that's entirely possible, too. Okay, as a special friend.
Oh, God,
could
no.
you follow me with a nope. change of pants?
Nope.
Just in
you're,
case?
You're just going to continue to just deal with that.
All right.
You're going to deal with that.
All right. So,
we say
all that to say that it's the opening of Festival.
And it's going to be a great race.
And the chow wagon.
Yeah.
And packet pickup. And yes, on Saturday morning, there are going to be probably 15, 16,000 runners downtown.
I just thought of another thing. Have you considered, like, the drag that your beard might provide now? Like, you're not as aerodynamic as you have been in the past with the girthy, lengthy, beefy beard. Have you thought about that?
No, I haven't.
You might want to think about like tying that up.
Tie it.
Secure. Maybe take some duct tape.
Make a little bun out of it.
Well, maybe it's you.
I don't have enough to make it. It's like not, the braided or anything like that.
Maybe you take the duct tape and you make a little beard helmet to make it more aerodynamic.
All right. For people who are just tuning in, they're like, what in the hell is going on? and for that, we apologize. Today, we've got free therapy. We may get to this Florida Frogger story.
Well, when you put Frogger and Florida in the same sentence, yeah, it just sounds
exciting,
fun, doesn't
it? Throwback Thursday with an opportunity to get down to Nashville for the NKOTB trip. And setting the bar coming up here in just a few minutes, I will say that it has a connection to one of my man crushes. And that is weird for me to say, but I will say it anyway.
How many man crushes do you have now?
I only have really one.
You had a couple for a while.
I did.
Have you bailed on one?
Oh, yeah. Long time ago. Anyways, that's on the way. Hang on. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com. You can always ask your Alexa to play 99.7 DJX, and it'll ask you, what do you want to do? Listen to live radio? Do you want to listen to Ben and Kelly podcast? And you'll be like, Ben and Kelly podcast.
Say it like that, too. Ben and Kelly podcast.
Yeah, you can get like entire shows. You can get segments and stuff like that all up there. WDJX.com or on your smart speaker. Coming up, it's setting the bar. And like I said, and I hinted, I only say man crush just because you've kind of coined it, that phrase.
Sure.
I like this person as an actor and the roles that he plays.
Okay.
So it has something to do with...
Well, he's attractive too.
Okay. Hey, set the bar. Coming up here in just a few minutes on 99.7 JX. Dean Lewis. On the ground to see your side. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Every morning, right about this time, we give you a setting the bar story. It kind of sets the tone for your day. However, unlike a lot of times when you set the bar, you try to set the bar high for something to strive to achieve. This is something we set very low for you that you more than are able to achieve.
You can achieve avoiding this. How about that?
Sure. If you could somehow manage to make it through the day without, I don't know, causing a disturbance at a library, then claiming you're Jason Bourne, you're doing okay. Now listen, before you get on my case for playing Mission Impossible, this is the only theme song I had available at the time.
Okay.
I know Jason Bourne, who is the character in those Robert Ludlum books, and...
A.K.A. Matt Damon.
Yes, Matt Damon.
Your man crush.
In the movie.
Uh-huh.
Of course, we go to Florida.
Uh-huh.
His real name, Jonathan Chapman, was causing a drunken disturbance at a library.
A library?
I don't know. It's Florida.
Drunk and decided he needed to go read some books.
And so police were like, hey, what's your name? He goes, Jason Bourne.
I'm going to need to see some ID.
This is after he was asked to leave several times. You know, the nice librarians come over and you know, they'll do the shh first a couple times. When that doesn't work, they walk over like, sir, you're going to have to leave.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's drunk. He's reading books. Maybe he's getting really excited. Who knows? Maybe he really is Jason Bourne and is on some sort of fact-finding mission.
Fact-finding mission?
So
he's doing research.
Officers arrived. They were like, hey, what's your name? Jonathan, a.k.a. Jason Bourne, said, I'm Jason Bourne. And so they're like, all right, so do you have any ID? He says no. So they're like, hey, what's your social security number? He's like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
I'm guessing that's not right either.
So they're like, all right, why don't you come with us?
Okay. So they had a nice little chat downtown.
Yeah, he was arrested.
Okay. All right, well.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without, I mean, when you get drunk, are you going to go to a library?
Well, you know what?
Maybe.
I commend him for wanting to further his education.
His education. Again, he maybe thought he was really Jason Bourne and on a fact-finding mission.
Uh-huh.
So where was he going to go but the library?
Absolutely.
So there you go.
Okay.
If you can manage to make it through the day without causing a disturbance, a drunken disturbance at a library, then claiming you're Jason Bourne.
Do you look anything like Matt Damon?
You're doing okay. Not really.
No, not at all.
That's Set in the Bar, guys. 99.7 DJX. I'm a sucker for you. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, home of Louisville Loot, and let's get to it.
Get your hands on that Louisville Loot. Here's your winning word.
All right, $1,000 could be yours. Get the word palace.
Palace.
Into the website at WDGX.com.
P-A-L-A-C-E. Palace.
Yes. Palace.
Does that help you?
Sure.
Palace.
Palace.
Yes. Palace.
Palace.
Yes.
So get Palace into the website. WDGX.com. You could be $1,000 richer by the end of the day here with Louisville Loot on 99.7 DJX. All right. Feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Powered by Raise Ford, Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. You're aware of Legos, right?
I have enough Legos in our house to fill a small store.
So Legos, you know, they have like the little interlocking bricks and things.
Sure.
They've unveiled a new project, which is pretty cool, aimed at helping visually impaired kids learn Braille.
I love this. That's perfect for this.
They made the interlocking like little brick things, actual like Braille letters and words.
That's fantastic.
Lego has developed Braille bricks. They're designed to help children with sight loss learn. The bricks' studs reflect letters in the Braille alphabet.
Yep.
Lego's aim is to distribute bricks for free to selected institutions by 2020.
Yeah, how cool is that?
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. I mean, this is like, it's perfectly suited for that.
I know.
We use them in literacy to begin to develop the ability to spell words correctly in English.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's just going to be like in England, but...
I don't know, it's a British story.
Right.
The benefits of the bricks is that if you make a mistake with the Lego bricks, you simply reassemble it.
Yeah, right.
So, yes, you simply reassemble it. They need to bring it across the pond if it's just in Britain.
It's going to be in the Braille alphabet as well as printed characters so sighted people can read them as well.
That's fantastic.
Pretty cool there. Lego teaming up and helping visually impaired kids learn Braille.
It's genius.
Yeah, very good. I mean, it's about time, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Makes sense. Feel good. Do them every hour here. Powered by Raise Ford on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Again, palace or place is your, not place. Never mind. Just palace. I'm going to confuse people. Is your Louisville Loot winning word?
P-A-L-A-C-E. We're trying to help you remember how to spell it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You are in for $1,000 given away every single day with 99.7 DJX. Are you keeping track of Jeopardy guy? He's at it again.
Still because there was a rerun last night.
Well, apparently he's on to his 15th win streak.
Really?
His 15th day.
Interesting.
Yeah,
because you know, we watch it religiously.
Yeah,
and
course.
The guy is like unstoppable.
Right.
Like,
James, he's that professional sports gambler from Vegas. Apparently, he just won $73,621 on Wednesday night's Jeopardy.
interesting.
Yep.
Because again, it was a rerun last night.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you weren't watching. I don't know.
Hey, Hulu Live TV, what's going on?
I know. Maybe.
Did you air something wrong?
I don't know.
I didn't get to see that.
But James has now brought his win streak total to $1.1 million.
Seriously, again, I'll say it again. If you have applied to be on the show and you get the call, how about you say, I'm going to wait this one out.
Yeah.
I want to be on the show when that guy's not on the show.
Yeah.
Because you've got zero chance.
So Ken Jennings won $2.5 million.
Yeah.
It took him 74 episodes.
Holy cow.
He's at $1.1 million and he's only at 35 episodes.
Yeah.
Or no, sorry. 15
episodes. I was going to say, that was way too much. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
This guy's strategy is amazing. I think he's been incorporating birthdays when he's kind of coming up with how the dollar amounts he's going to wager every time. And it's paying off big time because he holds like the single day earnings record a couple of times over.
I know. It's insane.
I mean, he's unstoppable.
It's insane.
I feel so bad for the other contestants that have to go up against him.
Right.
Because it's just like, you have to walk in and be like, no. Oh, that guy?
So, speaking of TV, I've got something that you're not going to want to hear coming up after 5 seconds of summer.
What, that we're not going to want to hear?
Involving Netflix.
Oh, no.
Coming up, hang on. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Of course, I don't know if you're like me and binge watch shows on Netflix, or you go through Netflix, you're like, all right, what's new on Netflix? What's trending on Netflix? And then you go back to like watching The Office or something like that.
I blame you actually for putting me into the Netflix world. I was kind of blissfully unaware. I was like, yeah, I don't need to Netflix. And then you got me into it. And now I hate you because I can't watch TV the regular way.
Yeah, I understand. So not only is Netflix raising their price a dollar a month, by a dollar a month coming up here by the end of May, but your favorite shows could be getting removed from Netflix.
Why would they do that?
Shows like The Office, leaves Netflix, I'm lighting a fire to Netflix and I'm burning it. Because,
well, that's aggressive.
You're right. Because NBC is thinking about starting their own streaming service. And so they're wanting to, I guess, get The Office back because The Office was on NBC for so many years.
How many streaming services do we need?
So this is what's going to end up happening. Everybody's going to have their own streaming service.
That's
and so you're
going
to have to subscribe to every single streaming service and you're going to pay as much as you would for cable.
Yes, no, that's the whole reason we left cable.
So The Office is in jeopardy at the end of its contract with Netflix at 2021 of leaving.
Oh, boy.
So you've got that. You've got Friends, which just jumped on Netflix.
Stop.
Could be leaving Netflix if Warner Media decides to take it back for their streaming service.
You know what I say to that? I say, I've got the entire DVD set.
Oh,
I still have a DVD player.
I was going to say, do you have anything to play it on?
I do.
Other than the car and your kids are like, I don't want to see
this. My Blu-ray player still plays DVDs.
All right.
You know what? To that.
All right. So the only Netflix shows in the top 10 that are original programming for Netflix are Ozarks and Stranger Things. The rest are like Friends, Parks and Rec. Like The Office, like all these shows that, you know, Grey's Anatomy, you know, things that you've watched on normal television.
If this goes
down, there's going to be it's not going
to
be good.
I don't need all the regular broadcast channels to start their own individual streaming services. I don't need that because I don't need to start paying for every individual channel. That's not necessary. What are they going to do? Like take it off of because I've got Hulu with live TV now. That's our thing. We have Netflix. We have Amazon Prime. That is our viewing package.
Sure.
We cut the cord. I've been happy living in this world now. I don't need to have to start paying subscriptions.
You're going to have to jump in.
50 million different channels now.
You're going to have to jump in on the Disney streaming because the Disney movies are going to start coming off of Netflix. I know. It's happening. So again, I didn't want to drive this much emotion in your body.
It's giving
before
anxiety.
7 o'clock.
Like straight anxiety.
All right. So sorry. All right, 6:28 here. Coming up here in just a few, you know, when you find love at the drive-thru, sometimes you just got to write a little love sonnet.
Or listen, if you did find love like at a stoplight in traffic, that doesn't necessarily give you a lot of time to get the name and the number and to ride off into the sunset together.
Right, Craigslist Missed Connections coming up in about 10 minutes. 99.7 DJX, Post Malone. You could go on a cruise that has Post Malone on the cruise.
Have we told Mac that? She would lose her mind. Lose her mind.
She would. She would lose her mind.
She loves that man.
Yeah, but yeah, you can get in on that. It's the Days of Summer Cruise. And WDJX.com. Just click on win and you can get right in on that. Of course, the cruise contains Post Malone, Cardi B, DJ Khaled, Lil Nas X. So, no word on whether or not they're actually going to sing on the cruise.
Probably
or if they're
not.
Just going to be on the cruise.
Yes. They're going to be.
All right. Coming up next, when you are at the stoplight.
Yeah.
You look over and you see someone you like, and you're like, hey, honk honk, how you doing?
That's my future soulmate.
That is my future soulmate.
Yeah.
And you want to reach back out to him, but then, you know, the light turns green. You guys go on your own way.
He drives off into the sunset.
You go to Craigslist. That's where we come in. Craigslist Misconnections, coming up next.
X, when you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
This one titled Easter Egg Hunt, Bardstown Road, Butchel Bypass Area. Simply says, I still have Easter eggs nobody found. These things don't hunt themselves. And that is all it says.
Is that tossing a line out for a relationship?
Well, I have no idea if that's a metaphor or if it's an actual Easter egg hunt.
Okay.
I don't know.
Now I'm going to be looking for eggs all over Bardstown. Thanks, Craigslist!
What I'm saying is the magic of Easter is going to continue this weekend.
Gotcha.
That's what I'm saying.
It's Craigslist Missed Connections. Going to the Wendy's drive-thru, PRP.
Delicious.
Ever drive up to a Wendy's drive-thru and the girl in the window working is just so hot? Well, check out Hannah at the Dixie Wendy's in PRP. Totally fresh patty. Sizzling hot with cute butt. So, so pretty.
Fresh patty.
Excuse me.
I drove off and I should have totally told you how hot you are.
This is specific.
Wish my burger had some of your salsam sauce for sure.
Whoa! Did you say salsam?
Yeah.
You did. They do. That's a thing.
You can dip your fries in my frosty any day, lady. I don't get that. I
That's the thing. Everybody does that. It's delicious.
But it should be his fries.
Well, we don't know.
I'm driving through every day until I make my way through the whole dang menu and get the courage to ask you out.
That is commitment. That's real commitment.
It's kind of romantic.
By the way, can you spot me any coupons? Getting pretty pricey.
The price for love.
Yeah,
if we added it all up, that's going to be a lot of money if you get through the whole menu.
It's Craigslist.
Now, I feel like this is kind of an answer to a previous ad.
All right.
So this could be some closure for us. We don't get that often. It's called Your Singing Gal, Fern Creek. You posted an ad that said you was looking for your singing girl in a silver SUV with the windows rolled down near Bardstown Road and Wendy's.
All right.
Wendy's making another appearance.
Sure.
I was spitting some mad rhymes, straight slaying. Some baby got back and you looked impressed. Cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. I mean, right?
Okay.
He's probably like that.
All right, sure.
Then the light turned green and you drove out of my life. It's tearing up my heart not seeing you.
It's tearing up my heart when I'm with you.
Wow.
But when we are apart, I feel it too.
I mean, I'm guessing. I'm guessing that's what it sounded like.
Sure, sure.
But I hope you had the time of your life.
Something unpredictable.
Oh, sure.
The end is right. The time of your life.
Wow.
I hope I hear from you soon, handsome.
Okay.
Call me, maybe.
Oh, God.
Hey, I just met you, God. And this is crazy. But here's my number. So call me, maybe.
See what she did there?
That's probably what happened.
I need him to answer. I need them to get married because the playlist for the reception would be lit.
It would.
It would be lit.
Again, when you find love and you just don't know how to respond in real life, you go to Craigslist.
Well, legit, they were in traffic. Sometimes you cannot logistically get a name and number.
Craigslist. Missed Connection. Good morning, we are the Ben Davis and Lee K Show. From time to time, we like to highlight Florida because it's just one of those states that weird, random things happen from time to time.
It's fun.
And when I say from time to time, I mean just about every day.
Daily.
So, this is a story of Randolph Moses. Randolph?
Randolph Moses.
Yeah, got into a little fender bender.
Okay.
Just a minor fender bender.
That happens.
On the freeway.
Sure.
Here's the thing. Randolph was wanted on parole violations. So instead of doing what you should do and wait for police officers to arrive at the scene to take down the information, you know, all that stuff, he kind of freaked out. And we get the Florida Frogger. That's when...
Is that Frogger music?
Yes. That's when Randolph decided he was going to run across the freeway to escape deputies in what can only be described as the human version of the video game Frogger.
Good plan.
Just hop the fence. He's going on I-4. Unit that's going eastbound. Keep coming up to the Selma Town Center. He's working his way across I-4 now.
The music is really adding. It's really adding to it.
He's pretty good.
Sure.
And still going to be foot pursuit underneath I-4 coming back towards you.
Yeah, so he literally went underneath a semi-truck, which had slowed down.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Units that are by Bookertown. And he's going to be hopping the fence to get in the... Actually, he's in the ditch.
Okay, he got across the freeway, made it across.
Wow.
That's when police officers caught up to him on the other side of the road and arrested him.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't know if he... I don't know if technically that's a
game.
Win.
No, he lost the game.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, get arrested, you lose the game.
See, I thought you only lost when he got, squashed.
If you got...
Get squashed, so he kind of won.
That is true.
All right.
However... This is his way of getting squashed, I guess.
Sure.
By the police.
So there you go. Florida making the show, courtesy of the human version of Frogger on I-4.
The Florida Frogger.
There you go. On 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, you can live your best life just like Chelsea did yesterday with winning $1,000.
Oh, my goodness. I can't even believe this is real.
Yes, it's real.
Yeah.
Another winning word on the way here next. With Louisville Loot on 99.7 DJX.
Wow.
It's 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show.
I can't not.
All right, home of Louisville Loot.
Get your hands on that Louisville Loot. Here's your winning word.
All right, you get this into the website at WDJX.com. The word... Theater,
T-H-E-A-T-E-R.
Yes, T-H-E-A-T-E-R. It's not the British version of theater.
It's just theater.
Just E-R, not R-E.
Right. All right?
Theater.
Yes.
Not theatre.
Right.
It's theater. And you can live your best life just like Chelsea did yesterday winning $1,000.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
She's very happy.
She's very, very
excited. You can clearly tell when people are overwhelmed at the news initially.
Yeah. So there you go. Theater. Louisville Loot could be $1,000 richer. All right. Feel good stories powered by Raise Ford, Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. Remember Jordan Ryan Price?
I do remember Jordan Price.
He's a teacher from Lincoln Performing Arts Elementary.
Uh-huh.
Refreshing your memory, nominated for a Norwegian Cruise Line's Giving Joy campaign. Where
We got a message from a listener named Eva. She said, hey, here's this really cool thing that's going on. We need you guys to help spread the word, get votes cast because it's a national contest.
Yeah, so among the nominees, the winners were chosen for their inspiring stories and outstanding work they've done in their classrooms to celebrate and educate students on the joy of travel and education.
Yeah, so what they were doing is they were giving away to 30 teachers across the nation and in Canada 7-day cruises aboard their new cruise line. I think the name is Joy.
Yeah, for two and accommodations and airfare to attend the award ceremony. And guess what? Mr. Price, one of the 30 winners.
Look at that!
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
That's so great. Here's the thing. At the time we told you about it, he was like 32nd. So he's like right on the edge.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to go ahead and just... We
pushed
go
him
ahead.
Over the edge.
Yeah, we'll take the credit.
Do we know what place he got? Or we're just like...
He's in the top 30.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah, top 30 is all we need.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Mr. Price there.
How cool is that?
That is pretty cool. From Lincoln Performing Arts Elementary. And he, along with 29 of his friends... Fellow teacher brethren will be on that cruise setting sail off Seattle.
Exactly.
Yeah,
he
May
was
3rd.
Using this as like, you know, obviously he found out he had been nominated by somebody, one of the parents, and he said he embraced it, used it as an example to his students that no matter how unreachable a goal seems, you can make it, and he did.
There you go. Aww. All right. Well, congratulations to him and everybody over there at Lincoln. All right. Feel good. We do them every hour here, powered by Raise Ford. It's Ava Max on DJX. Oh, she's sweet but a psycho. Sweet but a psycho. A little bit psycho. At night she's screaming. My mind. Remember, theater, T-H-E-A-T-E-R is your Louisville winning word. Get that into the website at WDJX.com. You could be $1,000 richer by the end of the day here on 99.7 DJX. So behind the scenes, off the air, Kelly's telling me a little story about how she's taken her dogs to get their nails clipped.
Mm-hmm.
And the one question I didn't ask you when you were telling me this story that I need to ask you now. And I don't know why I feel the need right now to ask you this.
What? Careful.
Okay.
Easy.
Let me ask.
Okay.
Does your dog and or dogs, when you take them in to get their nails clipped, get so nervous like mine does that she expresses her anal glands?
Oh, why did you word it like that?
Well, okay. because here's the thing. Like my dog gets so nervous, and she's a big, like 65-pound, like just oaf. And when we clip her nails, she gets so nervous. Like the vet tech comes out and is like,
"Oh no!"
It's like, oh. Well, your
and
dog
then, like,
decided.
Shames you.
Yeah. Well, your dog little? Decided to express its glands.
Oh my
gosh!
Like,
oh, sorry.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing I learned about that. So I learned that you are, that they're supposed to do that. You're supposed to do that.
Me?
Like, well, 1 to 2
dog
times.
Owner.
Dog owners are supposed to make sure the glands are expressed like 1 or 2 times a month.
A month?
Yes.
Wait, I don't know what express glands means.
Well,
then.
there are little.
So there are pockets inside the dog's rear.
That, I thought this.
Which I'm guessing that's what they're smelling. When they greet each other and they smell the butts, that's what they're smelling.
Yeah.
I thought this meant.
So how? No, not at all.
So there are like little like grape sized glands on either sides of the back door, and you are. So I looked it up on YouTube.
So did you do it?
I've never. Well, I tried it one time.
Did you get your dog drunk first?
Well, I gave her a treat. Said, listen, we're going to spend some quality time.
We are going to.
Mommy daughter bonding.
We are going to get.
Because I've noticed at times, like when I've been holding the dog, you know, sometimes like the butt's on your arm, like my arm is super stinky. Like super stinky. So then I'm like, hey, maybe.
So you just went to YouTube?
Yeah. So there are YouTube tutorials how to do this at home.
A vet approved.
Yes.
Dr. James.
Right.
How to express your dog's glands at home.
Yeah.
At home.
Well, the first step is you got to get some gloves.
Oh, God.
Because this stuff does not wash off easily.
Oh, God.
And it's a lot of my clients come to me and they say, how can I express my dog's anal glands or can
this? There you go.
Oh, God. Why are we going down this wormhole?
Hashtag learning.
Wait a minute. Wormhole.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that dog looks terrified, too.
Yeah.
That poor dog.
Oh, does not look happy.
Hang on. Okay.
External and one is internal. We're going to show you both ways, starting with external way. Which
external is what we need.
Okay.
I'm not going
hang
inside.
On a second. Hang
don't
on a second.
From this picture, you can see what an anal gland looks
like.
Where
it is?
Oh gosh. Okay.
Yeah, they're on either side of the back door.
Remember, I've always said that this is a learning show.
Holding the tail up.
I'm learning way too much right now.
Hang on. He is getting ready to go in.
So you grab and you squeeze.
Oh.
You see these few drops coming out?
Oh.
That's exactly what you want to see.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so that's exactly how to do it from the external method.
So, Megan texts in and says, if this isn't an educational moment, I don't know what is.
Yeah, no, okay.
This is
real life. So this is the thing. The video I watched, they had a paper towel that you are squeezing with so that you can see.
Oh, he's going in. Oh, he's going in.
I have not seen that one.
Something I just watched a very intimate moment between a vet and a dog.
That looks cheesy.
I just watched a very intimate moment between a vet and a dog.
The dog isn't happy.
The dog, look at that poor dog's tails between its legs. Now, like, I've done something wrong.
Okay, listen. That was not the method that I
incorporated. Why do you want to find the gland?
Well, okay, listen. Well, why is this as good? Kelly said,
well, it can
this
be painful
something...
if you don't, apparently, if you just let it go.
Do people have this?
No, we don't have anal glands that need to be expressed.
Okay, all right, I'm sweaty.
But here's the thing, what he didn't do, and what I saw in my YouTube tutorial that I found, is that you have to use the paper towel so you know, and so this is what you need to look for. You need to look for like a liquidy, like yellowish.
Okay, nah.
Well, okay, Kelly, I'm trying to educate.
Yellow's the worst color for this.
Well,
but if it looks like cottage cheese, that's bad.
Oh, Stacy says, what? I just threw my grapes out of the window. I'm never going to eat grapes ever again. Yeah, another text. What did I just turn my radio on to? Listen, all right, so here's the thing. Every now and then, Kelly and I will just kind of go down a wormhole conversation here. And she was talking about how she was taking her dogs to the vet to get their nails clipped. And I asked, well, does your dog express its glands at the vet
nervous,
like mine does?
Right.
Because mine gets so nervous.
Well,
and then she starts educating me.
Mine poop in the mulch before we go. Like, as soon as we get there, like, this place makes me nervous.
Oh, and wow. Then, Nikki texts in and says, hey, welcome to the life of a vet tech.
Oh, gosh. You do that all the time.
Wow, Nikki, you are the hero we didn't know we had.
Yeah, no, you don't make enough. I don't know what you make. It's not enough.
Kelly texts in, I'm finding myself with a knot in my throat. Okay, sorry there. Yeah,
Here's the thing. We had dogs that lived to be 12 and 14. Not once did I ever express
anything
on them.
Could you imagine? Like, if you
I feel bad now.
Was
I a bad pet owner?
If you're saying 1 to 2 times a month.
You're supposed to do that.
Oh, my gosh. Me and Fiona.
Do you do it 1 to 2 times a month, Fiona?
I've never done it.
Okay. He was 2 years old when he learned that you're supposed to do that.
Yeah, well, yeah, 1 to 2 times a month. I had no idea that was something that I needed to do to my...
Vet techs, back me up. Is this the case? Are we supposed to be doing this? Are we supposed to be good pet owners and doing this for our dogs?
Animal realness.
Like,
oh my gosh.
I was just hoping the dogs was taking care of that.
All right, so again, we don't really look anything up.
No.
We just trust that you know
YouTube,
what you're talking about.
They look like legit vets. He had a coat on.
Here's the thing.
He had a white coat on.
I'm assuming white lab coat means he's legit. Victoria rolls in with some facts here and says only little dogs need this.
Really?
Okay. I have no idea whether to believe Victoria or not. She sounds truthful. She says only little dogs need this because big dogs have bigger movements.
Bigger movements?
Oh, yes.
So they work it out
on their own.
That's great news.
Can these be removed from the body?
Another text that just says I'm done with you all. I'm so sorry. Like, I honestly didn't mean to, like, go down this wormhole. I need to stop saying that phrase.
Okay. Sorry if you're eating oatmeal. That's
bad. Okay. All right. Good night. We're done. We're done. Too much learning. Stupid show. Don't ever listen to this show ever again. Sorry if it's hard to catch my... 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I'm just going to say that you're probably not going to find a radio show like ours anywhere.
That's probably a good thing.
Because we like to learn alongside you.
Uh-huh.
And it was...
Well, we're curious. We live lives. We have normal lives like you. We have pets.
Corey texts in and says, what a way to wake up this morning. I just woke up, turned on my app, and... That's the first thing I hear today. Expressing dogs' anal glands. Wow. Today's going to be an interesting day. Yeah, see, that's the thing. Like I didn't know, and according to Kelly, like she saw on YouTube that you're supposed to do that once or twice a month. Now, I love all the vet techs that have... God, we have such smart listeners.
Yes, we do. Thank God.
Vet tech here. Shouldn't have to express your dog's glands once or twice a month, only if showing signs of discomfort.
How do you know? Well, yeah, what's that?
Scooting, licking, redness.
Okay.
Redness. Oh, gosh. Oh, okay. Dogs express them on their own. And there you go.
Okay, good. So I wasn't a horrible pet parent to our previous two dogs, God rest their souls. That's good.
I guess
I was feeling some extreme guilt.
My dog does the scooting. I'm going to like call my mom now or something.
Yeah. Chad over at Ernie's Print Shop always makes those labels for us.
Yeah, the interesting stickers.
He texts in and says, Kelly K, Canine Anal Gland Express Service.
No, sir.
Labels coming up.
No, that's not necessary, Chad.
Wow.
Stop the presses. Stop.
Photo shoots after the show. You with the glove. Blink-182
album.
And then Alicia texts in and says, that was like a train wreck I couldn't look away from. I mean, what a way to describe the show just in general. It's a train wreck you just can't look away from.
That is perfectly summing up this program. It really is.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
It really is.
All right, coming up. It's... I think we all need therapy after that.
Yeah, we do.
But it is free therapy.
I don't want to make a scene, but, like, what am I supposed to do, guys?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I'm already uncomfortable.
I will say that when we read his message on Facebook, immediately I was like, no way this is true. No way this is
true. At this point, I'm not sure he's got to be making this up.
I don't know. We'll find out together on the way. Free therapy on 99.7DJX. So no way. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com or smart speaker, just ask Alexa to play 99.7 DJX. And you can even potentially get a trip for you and some friends to Thurby, a box for you and five friends. So that might be kind of cool for
That's awesome.
Yeah, for streaming 99.7 DJX on your computer or on your tablet or on your Alexa smart speaker there. Coming up next, it is free therapy.
I don't want to make a scene, but, like, what am I supposed to do, guys?
Yeah. And no, it doesn't have anything to do with expressing any sort of glands. Okay.
Gosh, all right.
All right. I know there were a lot of questions. A lot of people texting and asking
really
about
good
that.
News.
So, get to Post Malone, then we'll have that.
However, it does have to do with the animal kingdom.
Oh. Next on DJX.
I'm nervous.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K. Every week at about this time, we offer up our show as like a little forum for you. Maybe get a little issue that you have been having. Get some opinions on it that maybe are not as close to your family and just some unbiased opinions. That's where we come in.
We have microphones and lots of opinions. This is Free Therapy with the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, guys, how are you?
All right, so you're going to have to explain this in detail because when we got your message on Facebook, it was like...
I had questions.
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and keep your name out of this. But if you could walk us through what you wrote us, that'd be great.
I'll just jump right in. My girlfriend is, she's pretty awesome. I'm going to start with that. I'm going to preface that. We've been dating for years now, and I guess, like, everything was running smoothly until, I don't know, maybe it's, like, 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
She woke up, and she said she had a dream that she was, I guess, like, she said her dream made sense or something, that she was meant to be a rooster.
I'm sorry. Did you say a rooster, as in the animal, the barnyard animal?
Yeah, exactly. Like, she now apparently identifies as a rooster, as in, like, living like a rooster.
She's identifying as a rooster.
Oh, my God.
Like, every day?
A cock-a-doodle-doo rooster?
I mean, I know. It seems nuts. I like, saying it out loud seems nuts. Right now, she's pretty much limiting it to the weekends because she does have... you know, a day job, a job during the week.
So okay, she's a closeted rooster.
She's a closeted.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I guess kind of what got me to call you guys was we went out to eat last weekend, and she literally, like, pecked at her food on her plate. Like, pecked like a rooster.
You mean she didn't use utensils?
Now, people are staring at us. I mean, it was, like, it was humiliating. Everybody in the restaurant was looking at us. And I guess I'm trying to be sensitive. You know, like, I'm trying to think, like, if this, like, legit is what she wants to do with her free time. But at the same time, I don't know, like, I feel like I'm on some reality show and, like, the cameras are going to come out, you
know?
Yeah, like,
no, I get. When you say pecked at her food, was she literally putting her mouth on the plate and pecking with her mouth?
There was food all over her face.
I mean, oh, gosh!
Okay.
Oh, gosh!
All right.
You have the patience of a saint.
I do want to marry her. Like, I love this girl.
Sure.
So, you know, not a rooster, but her. And I don't know. I just, like, I don't know what's next with her. You know, like, are we going to have a baby and it's going to be her chick and she's going to raise it as baby chicken? I know it sounds funny, but I'm serious.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
Out. Yeah.
No, well, I completely get it. And I'm laughing because I'm uncomfortable.
Yes. Sure.
And I'm nervous and I understand, like, you have serious love for this girl. I mean, for years, she was normal. And now she's decided to make an interesting lifestyle choice. And you're trying to deal with that. And I commend you.
There are a lot of people that are texting in right now and not believing you. Like, they're like, get out of here with this. This is completely made up. I don't know. I'm over here going.
But at the same time, I look at the internet on a daily basis. There are people identifying as babies, as adults.
Yeah.
I mean, there are people that say that they are identifying as other things, like, every day. So.
I mean, she's definitely, it's real. I mean, I'll tell you right now, like, I know it sounds crazy that she'd be pecking at her food at a restaurant, but the way she does it and commits to it, I can tell something's wrong. I mean, she's dealing with something, and that's coming out as a rooster, I guess. I don't know, guys.
Okay.
I'm freaking out now.
Have you, honestly, it seems natural that you would have questioned her about it. Have you talked to her about it at this point?
I mean, I've made comments. Like I said, I do love her, and I want to marry her. And it's just kind of like this. It's only been 2 weeks, and it's only been on the weekend. So, like, last weekend was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back, if you will, you know, where it was like when she was packing up the food, and there's food all over the place, all over her shirt, all over the floor, all over her face.
Oh, my gosh.
And people are staring.
Yeah.
I don't want to make a scene, but, like, what am I supposed to do, guys?
Right.
Fingers crossed that this is just a phase. That's all I can say.
Well, let's. We got a lot of people, like I said, commenting, texting in.
I mean, if you guys can help me out, I don't even know where to go.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for walking through this with us. Because, like I said, when I got the message, it was like, "There's no way we got to talk to this guy." So, a lot of people are chiming in. If you want to hang out, maybe we can see how they respond and how you should approach.
And you
this.
Are such a good guy. Can I say that you are such a good guy? For caring about her. There's a lot of guys who are just like, this is crazy. I'm cutting, I'm running. But you are such a good guy for hanging in there and trying to figure it out.
I appreciate it, Kelly. I mean, she's the one, you know.
All right. All right. Well, thank you. Starla texts in and says, LOL, is there a full moon?
Well, I don't know. We can ask that question almost on a daily basis with some of the stuff we hear.
Right. Kayla says, record her when she acts like that and then show her how she looks.
Ooh.
I feel like that's kind of mean.
It is, but maybe
Well,
effective.
I'll tell you, I used to have to do that. My mom would make me record my sister when she was throwing a temper tantrum to play it back to her.
My son actually did that one time.
I mean, delete that. It's an effective parenting move that works, and maybe it could work on her. Anyways, 502-571-9970.
Michelle said maybe she wants him to break up with her.
Oh,
like,
gosh,
this is an extreme, like, how to lose a guy in 10 days kind of a thing.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
You can't just say, hey,
okay.
I'm done. Broken up. Nope. Got to be a
rooster. At Ben and Kelly Show, Facebook and Twitter, or 502-571-997. 997 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Free therapy. Got a message from a guy on Facebook. Talked to him. He says his girlfriend of several years is now identifying as a rooster.
Gosh, why'd you have to play that?
Text messages. Got a lot of them. 502-571-9970. A lot of people are like, yeah, I don't buy this. Like if it's real, then she needs like counseling.
That's,
they need help.
1,000%. It sounds like she needs a professional to step in and try to figure out the meaning behind why she feels she needs to do this.
Text message. From a listener, he needs to be more worried that she will see him as the hen.
Oh.
Because
a rooster's a male.
Right.
Didn't think of that.
Another text that says, Rural King has good chicken coops. Okay.
Okay, well, yeah, all right.
Sure.
Maybe he puts one in the backyard.
Another text that says, I'm thinking she's going to extremes to get him to break up with her.
That was what a couple of people have suggested. Like, maybe this is her roundabout way to make him break up with her instead of her having to do the dirty work.
That's the case?
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. slow clap. That is inventive.
That is going through some hoops there.
Original.
Another text from a listener. I wonder if she's too chicken to break up this up.
The buns are so good.
Another text. He should go along with it and be a rooster. Go out to eat and do the same thing. See if she gets grossed out and thinks why she's doing this.
That is a way to go, too. Just mirror and match what she's doing.
Yeah. Another text. Tell the guy to look on the bright side. He doesn't have to set his alarm clock anymore. All right. I mean.
Wait. You guys always deliver. You always deliver. I love this about our audience.
Another text. Does she crow during sexy time?
Oh, stop. Oh, gosh.
I don't know the answer to that.
We didn't ask. Not gonna.
Yeah.
Not gonna ask.
All right. So, a lot of people are like, either it's kind of a case of an extreme case of how to lose a guy in 10 days.
Yeah.
Or she, like, had something as serious as a stroke and needs to, like, get some help.
Wow. So, that's extreme as well.
Yeah. All right. So if you want to continue commenting, you can, I guess, at Facebook and Twitter.
You didn't fully commit.
I don't know where. I don't know where to go.
There's a lot to talk about.
I don't know where to go.
Somebody texted in. He should say he identifies as a single man now.
Oh,
burn.
That's savage.
So there you go.
Simon just said, stop it.
I mean, I think that's probably...
Yeah, well...
That's probably where we go with that.
Yeah.
All right, that's free therapy.
This is above our pay grade.
I know. 1997 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, it's Throwback Thursday here in just about a half an hour. And an opportunity for you to get in on that trip down to Nashville to see NKOTB mixtape tour. All right?
Yeah.
So that is coming up here in just a little bit on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Louisville Loot, opportunity for you to pick up $1,000 by the end of the day.
Get your hands on that Louisville Loot. Here's your winning word.
Mercury.
Mercury, M-E-R-C-U-R-Y. Did I spell that right?
You got it.
Okay. I'm always very iffy good at this time of the morning. I don't know if it's all working right upstairs.
Mercury, M-E-R-C-U-R-Y. Get that into the website at WDJX.com.
I'm awesome at spelling.
You are very good.
You should be in a spelling bee.
Thank you. Well,
you
would
be a winner.
I wouldn't go that far, but I'm good at this game.
you can be $1,000 richer by the end of the day here on 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good stories. Always do stories that kind of put a smile on your face right about this time every morning. Powered by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. I want to introduce you to Antoinette Love.
Antoinette.
She is a senior in high school, and oh my goodness. She has just, I guess, set a record because she has more than $3 million in scholarship offers from colleges.
Holy cow.
More than any other college-bound senior in the country.
Why and why?
So she's been accepted at 115 colleges.
Whoa!
About $3.7 million in scholarships so far. So she spends most of her time helping raise her four younger siblings, but still has been inducted into the National Senior Beta Club, the National Honor Society, and the National English Honor Society. Hasn't decided where she's going yet.
Well, she's got a lot of choices.
But she's got some options.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how'd she do on her like SAT or ACT?
Doesn't say.
Okay, well.
I would imagine perfect. She probably did pretty good. Yeah,
probably pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. So has $3.7 million worth of college scholarships.
That is amazing.
I got a question.
So far, yeah.
Does she get to keep all the leftover money afterwards? And has she planned on how she's going
to
spend it?
Well, no, you don't get the money if you don't go to the college.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you don't go to the college, you don't get the money.
That's not, they're just
why not?
They're not writing checks.
It's the value of the college education.
Check,
right?
Yeah. And that check, and
so,
that check.
So, Antoinette living her best life. Like,
she's going to be living her best life. She's writing her own ticket.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So there you go. Doing good things there. Feel good. Powered by Raise Ford on 99.7 JX.
I was going to say, I was going to put that on my parenting binder, but I'm not sure if I'm going to have to hold my kids to that standard.
Like,
that
might be. Mom.
That's a little excessive.
There you go. That's feel good. Go, go. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Again, Mercury, M-E-R-C-U-R-Y is your Louisville Loot winning word. That could get you $1,000 by the end of the day on 99.7 DJX. Coming up, We still have to get to some tickets for Bowl for the Roses. All right, that's the event next week, Derby Week.
Yeah, a bunch of celebrities, sports people. Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we'll get to that here probably around nine, a little after 9-ish. But before that, be listening for your opportunity to drive, get down to Nashville for the NKOTB tour, which is pretty cool, with Throwback Thursday.
Oh.
Yes, we will be doing that coming up here. And we'll just let you know when to call. You're not like listening for any sort of specific song. We'll just let you know
when to.
Yeah, you'll know. You'll know. So that's on the way. Of course, today is the day that Festiville opens up on the waterfront there. It kind of launches into the Chow Wagon and everything that's happening there on the waterfront. The waterfront festival concerts kick off on, well, with us on Saturday night. Jack Harlow going to be out there. So that'll be exciting. The packet pickup, that's going down today and tomorrow at the convention center.
How nervous are you?
Mini and the marathon on Saturday morning.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how nervous are you that you can complete it without too much physical pain or stress?
So my mental problem with these sort of races is I always try to either finish at around the same time, give or take a couple minutes, or beat it. So my worry is that since I maybe trained twice in the past 2.5-3 weeks.
Do we call that training?
Yeah.
Is that training?
That
if you run twice.
That I'm not going to be able to do very well. In fact, I went jogging last night and
yeah, I saw the post.
And I got done, like my calf.
You're worried.
Tightened up. Yeah. And so I'm going to need, as a special friend, do you think you could lend your gentle hands to my calf?
I'm not sure I'm qualified.
If I needed you in a time of need, if I cramped up, could you be there to provide that strong yet gentle touch?
I feel as though this relationship is mostly one-sided when it comes to the special friend requests. How many times have you had to be a special friend for me versus the times you've asked me to be a special friend for you? Well, how many times?
Listen, it's not.
It's not keeping score?
It's not that I haven't offered myself.
Sure. You offered to catch my babies when I was, like, if I would happen to go into labor in studio.
I felt like I was the only one who was semi-qualified, having taken a half a semester of pre-med to be practically in that position.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know me, I'm one of the most calm individuals under like high stress, high intense situations. So I would be the one while everybody else is freaking out to be like, Kelly, just relax.
I got it. Relax. Let nature take its course.
Just let nature take its course.
I got it.
So what I'm saying is, you know, it's very exciting that the festival is opening up today at 11. First 250 people going to get some Kroger's swag. And yeah, I mean, you can go. There's the Chow Wagon. There's drinks. There's all
Have you thought about your
things.
Beard?
I think
it's not aerodynamic.
Well,
is it gonna like slow you down?
No, I think it's gonna be more of a filter. It's gonna filter out anything bad that might go into
filter?
My. Yeah.
Like what? Are there things being thrown at you while you're running? I'm confused.
Well, you don't understand. When the mini runs and the marathon runs, and you go down third, you kind of go through an area where there's a lot of fraternities and sororities, and so you always go down the gauntlet. Where there is a fraternity every single year, that there's a fraternity every single year that parties and is like wasted at like 7:30 in the morning.
They're really cheering you on.
Oh, it's
special way.
It is great. Yeah. And so you go down the gauntlet. Anyways, so
that's gonna be fun.
Chow Wagon Festival opens up today.
We'll be rooting you on
at 11 o'clock. Thank you. But you never answered my question.
Do I have to?
Yes. You've touched way more tender of areas on him.
I just...
This is very true.
Do I have to use my hands? Or what are we going to find something to roll? You see the motion I'm making?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that what you need?
I guess a roller would suffice.
Okay.
I just need to know that...
I'll find a rolling pin if we got one in the break room.
All right. So there you go.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
A rolling pin.
I'm not going above the knee, though. It's getting, if we're talking hammies, I'm getting a little uncomfortable.
Groin area definitely out.
I think it's getting a little iffy.
All right. Coming up, it is Throwback Thursday. So if you've never heard it, it's we play your requests at Ben and Kelly Show or at 9970JX. You can always text them in as well. Your requests make up our playlist. It's just a bunch of songs you haven't heard in a while. Kind of play back to back.
Hashtag tender hammies.
Hashtag tender hammies. Tender hammies next. Throwback Thursday, 9970JX.
Are you doing this?
Is this Dawn?
Yeah.
Hey, Dawn, congratulations, you're in to win.
Dawn, honey, you're on the radio right now.
Dawn.
Don't cuss. Please don't say anything bad. Dawn, focus. Pay attention, Dawn.
It's like you guys know me because you would have to give me that disclaimer like something.
Yes, Dawn, don't swear, Dawn, for goodness sakes.
You're on speaker, Dawn.
There are tens of people listening right now.
Children.
Yes, so you're in to win that trip down to Nashville to see NKOTB mixtape tour, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Hang on just a quick sec, all right? All right.
Oh, it made me nervous a little.
I was like, oh, God. This is a text from a listener. It was my first song for my boyfriend, Jay Sean Down, and Bash Artist from like...
Was it 10 years ago?
Yeah, like 09?
Oh, 09
Bash year, yeah.
Gee.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. All right, congrats again to Dawn.
Dawn.
Yep.
Living her best life.
Living her best life. NKOTB mixtape tour. Hello, baby, you called, I can't hear a thing. I have got no service in the club, you say. What did you say? Oh, you're breaking up on me. Sorry, I cannot hear you, I'm kind of busy. Throws it back because who telephones you anymore?
No one does.
Stop texting me.
Yes. They should update.
Yeah. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. There you go. It is about a half an hour every single Thursday. We throw it back to songs you just haven't heard in a while.
You want to really throw that song back? How about a pager? Remember pagers? He's beeping me.
Stop.
Beep, 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 beep.
Oh, my gosh.
I was not alive yet.
Yeah, probably not. All right, there you go. Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJ. DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, home of Louisville Loot.
Get your hands on that Louisville Loot. Here's your winning word.
All right, make sure you're getting this into the website at WDJX.com. The word is ballroom.
Ballroom. B-A-L-L-R-O-O-M. Last hour was Mercury. This hour, ballroom. You see what we did there?
There you go.
I see it.
Yeah.
Connecting dots.
Ah, connecting dots.
Yeah.
Dots are being connected.
Yes.
There. Ballroom. Get that into the website at WDJX.com, and you could be $1,000 richer by the end of the day. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Powered by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com.
So this is really cool. Louis Tomlinson has a new single. It's called Two of Us.
Mm-hmm.
So we did something unique for the official music video of it. So we'd heard the story of 83-year-old Richard Green. Older gentleman.
Sure.
Found out he lost his wife, Pat, in 2016.
Okay.
She passed away of Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. Louis' mom, Joanna, also died that year. She was only 43 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Kind of felt a connection.
Sure.
So we also heard that Richard had a bit of a bucket list. So he decided to pay Richard a little visit, and they had a little chat about that bucket list.
Bucket list? Was that completely your idea, or was it, like, encouraged by family?
No, it was
something I've always fancied doing, like, you know.
I'm excited about today, Richard. I think we're going to have real fun today and tomorrow.
Well, I made me will before you sit online.
So he does a little.
So what's he doing?
So they're doing a bunch of different stuff over the course of a couple days. Richard wanted to fly a helicopter.
Okay.
Drive a race car.
Wow.
Get a tattoo.
Of course.
Which yes. he ended up kind of chickening out and just giving Louis another tattoo. Ended up being the tattoo artist. Go on a roller coaster and then sing a song. Because back in the day, Richard was a bit of a singer. He was a taxi driver. He was a singer back in the day. And then he had to take care of his sick wife. So Louis brings him on stage at one of his shows and honestly did not know what to expect. I'll let you watch the entire video. It's really one of the most precious things you'll ever see up at WDJX.com.
There you go. Feel good. Powered by Raise 4. Do them every single hour here on 99.7 DJX. Jonas Brothers now. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Colleen got a nice little shout out from Taylor Swift at the Time 100 award, like little gala, and she actually even performed Style then.
You got that James Dean day dream look in your eye, and I got that red lip classic thing that you like.
Yeah, it was celebrating influential people that
she
Time selected.
Looked beautiful. And she helped design the gown that she wore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, shouted out Khalid saying that, you know, if you haven't heard his album yet, you should. You're missing out. And Khalid, like, screamed from the back of the room, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Of course.
Wait. You know what she should have done? Wait a second. I have to say that Khalid had one of the best albums of all time.
Yeah, that's right. Of course, everybody's kind of eyeing 426, what's happening surrounding Taylor Swift.
Well,
there's all sorts of rumors that are happening.
If you look at our website now,
there's been a countdown, for goodness sake.
A bit of a Taylor takeover.
I know.
If you look at all the little ads around the homepage.
I mean, have no idea what's going on, but there have been all sorts of theories. Everything from, as Kelly says, she's going to do some sort of...
I'm sticking to my Taylor talk. She's going to do a talk show. She's going to give a bunch of people a bunch of stuff, like Oprah style.
Yeah.
Because Oprah doesn't do that anymore. Ellen does around Christmas, but Taylor talk, that's what I'm thinking.
I'm in for that vote.
Taylor talk.
She's doing a TED talk. She's got a new fashion line coming out. Maybe it's new music. Maybe it's new...
I think it's be all of it.
Maybe it's a new cat.
A new cat. She's going to put a countdown for a new cat. Well, people are going to throw things at that.
She better have a Taylor talk and give away cats. That's better.
So anyways, yeah, we have the countdown for TS on the website. Everybody's kind of wondering what's going on with that. You can
TS7.
See it at WDJX.com.
That's what they're saying.
Who knows? Yeah, no one knows.
No one does.
No one would even know.
No.
Why would we even know? Why would you look at me and think that we knew?
I don't know.
Nah.
I don't know.
We're just 99.7 DJX. What do we know about things involving Taylor Swift? Eh?
Yeah.
We know nothing about anything.
I don't even know who Taylor Swift is.
who's Taylor Swift? 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Next week, Derby Week, all sorts of parties happening.
All the parties.
That's right. Bowl for the Roses, one of them, on Thursday night. Of course, that's at Main Event. You can bowl with a bunch of different celebrities.
And sports stars.
Sports stars. Things that of nature. So, yeah, you can win tickets to get in the building right now. 502-571-9970. We'll hook you up.
Okay? Yeah, we'll get you in the party. Whether you can bowl or not, that's up to you.
Yeah.
But you get to rub elbows. Rub the elbows.
I mean, that's really what it's all about, Debbie.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
All right, so good luck. 502-571-9970. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Main Event, Bowl for the Roses. Jen?
Yeah.
Hi, Jen. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Yay! Awesome.
Yay, Jen. It is Thursday night at Main Event. You've got yourself two tickets to get into the party there. Bowl for the Roses, of course. And you can hang out with some celebrities from the NBA, NFL, jockeys, and all sorts of stuff. DJ K-Dog, DJ Vice going to be spinning. It'll be a good time.
Awesome. I'm excited. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Congrats again. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I don't know whether to call this a feel-good or a setting-the-bar story, all right?
I love those.
Yeah.
When they're kind of open to interpretation.
Sure. I guess it's, you know, because for years we've had stories where it's like, hey, don't call 911 if it's not an emergency.
Oh, yes. Is this one of those?
Yes.
Okay.
But if you do, make sure you're a cute 5-year-old boy.
Because you can't get mad at that.
So Isaiah Hall of Wyoming, he actually called 911 because he had a deactivated phone, but he had been hooked up to Wi-Fi, so he was able to call 911 and ask the dispatcher for McDonald's.
What? Oh, so what was it? Where was mom? Where was grandma? Was anybody in the house?
Grandma was there.
Yeah.
And so the officer.
She was sleeping though, right?
Yeah. So the officer that gets the call was like, huh, okay, well, I'll swing by McDonald's first, pick him up a drink.
Officer Dan.
Officer Dan Patterson. I'll just swing by, pick him up a drink. And when I get there, and then, so he says, when the boy sees the officer, he says, my grandma's going to be mad. So can you go, just go away? And then the boy says, when the cup slides across the counter.
When you drink it and it's all gone, it makes a fart noise.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
It does.
Isaiah.
Isaiah had a craving for fast food early Sunday morning, but his grandma was sleeping, so he decided to make a call.
Yeah, called 911. Here's a little bit of that call.
Hey, County 911, what's your emergency?
Can you bring me McDonald's?
Who wants McDonald's?
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, what?
Bring me McDonald's.
Yeah.
No, I can't bring you McDonald's.
No, but we'll send Officer Dan by to give you a Coke and make sure everything's okay.
Because when they get the call, they gotta go check it out.
A police officer,
he's
right.
Like, you know what? There's one on the way. I'll just stop by.
Yeah, I'll just stop by. So again, don't know if this is a feel good because it's kind of like.
Well, it's a feel good because of how Officer Dan responded.
Sure, exactly.
Yes, but don't do that.
Or it's just setting the bar where it's like, hey, don't call 911 if it's not a real emergency. But if you are, you make sure you're a 5-year-old boy.
But I was today years old when I learned that deactivated phones could still make the calls if it gets hooked up to Wi-Fi.
Oh, there you God. Go.
Oh, you gotta hide all your iPod touches now away from your kids.
Well, we've got a first generation iPhone. I wonder if that could happen.
The more you know.
Okay.
There you go.
Learning.
All right. That'll do it for us. Have a good one, guys.
Bye. Need ya, I need you right now. Yeah, I need you right now. So don't let me down. I think I'm losing my mind now. It's in my head. Darling, I hope that you'll be here when I need you the most. So don't let me down. Don't let me down. Don't let me down.
Nobody by my side.